mentioned yesterday in passing that there are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a daily mitzvah, and the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is once a year on the night of the Leil HaSeder. And we mentioned that the world quotes Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim points out a number of differences that there are between the mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, if you look in the different ways that Reb Chaim is brought down by different people and the different texts that quote Reb Chaim, the differences that they bring are that the mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a daily mitzvah, is simply that a person has to remind himself that there was a event called Yetzias Mitzrayim. But there's no din that it has to be a saying over or telling over of the entire story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Whereas the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on the Leil HaSeder is a mitzvah of Sipur, it was to tell over the entire story. So that's one difference. The second difference is that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has defined parameters. It has to be done in a certain format. It has to be done in the form of question and answer. The way that the Haggadah Shel Pesach is set up by asking questions and then giving the answers to those questions. And the Gemara says that in Pesachim, that even if you've got two Talmidei Chachamim who are sitting together, in order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah, simply says Mitzrayim, they have to ask each other questions and answer the questions. The third difference that Reb Chaim makes is that the din of Schira is simply to mention the fact that there was a redemption from Mitzrayim, but there is no halacha that you, in the reference to Schira, he says Mitzrayim, that you have to be Meshabech, you have to be Mahalo, you have to be Moida, you have to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he did. You just have to mention the fact that there was a redemption from Mitzrayim. Masha in case Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to include a Hidor, has to include a Halal and a Hidor. And then a fourth Nafkemina that they bring Vishen Reb Chaim is that the din of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim includes something within it which doesn't exist in the Halacha of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The din of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim includes that you have to mention the mitzvahs of the day and the reason for the mitzvahs, and that's what the Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Kuf Tes Zayin. Rabbi Gamliel Hayoimer Kol Shel Yom Hashleish Dvarim Ha'elu Pesach Matzah Moro Lo Yotzei Yedei Chivosei, that there is a specific inyan in mentioning the mitzvah sayyim and mentioning the reasons for the mitzvah sayyim. And then Reb Chaim continues and he works his way through the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, and he says if you analyze the words of the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, you'll see very clearly that the Rambam lays out these four halachas in reference to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as opposed to Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore Be'etzim he says, and this is the way he's brought down, the Be'etzim, these Arba Chilukim, these four Chilukim between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim are all stated very clearly in the Furish in the Rambam. There is, or there are, other Rishonim, the Erech Chaim, for example, he brings Vishem the Psalm Reish, others, that there's another Nafkemina, and that is that the mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, the daily mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, doesn't require a person to say anything. That mitzvah din, you don't have midaraisa, you don't have to say anything. Even just thinking about Yetzias Mitzrayim is enough to be mekayim the mitzvah of Schiras Mitzrayim. Whereas in Leil Pesach, there's a mitzvah of actually expressing verbally, because the pasuk says vehigadato, which vehigadato always implies saying something verbally, saying something with your mouth. Actually, this is brought to Halacha Lemaisa in the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim paskens that Halacha Lemaisa, that in his Psicha to Hilchos Krishma, he says that the Halacha of Leman Tiska Siyem Seischa Meiretz Mitzrayim, which is the Halacha of Schiris Yisiris Mitzrayim, it's enough to think about it. Masha Enkein, he says, Legabe the Mitzvah of Sipi Yisiris Mitzrayim on Leo Pesach, seeing it says he got the Tolavinchus of the Prima Godim, Stam Hagoda is Bepeh, and therefore you'd have to verbalize. And the Chasam Sefer brings this, I think we mentioned this yesterday as well, the Chasam Sefer brings this Lalacha Lamaisa as well. And he says that Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, you wouldn't be Yetzir if you just sat there and thought about the Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Machshava wouldn't be enough, and the Hira Belev wouldn't be enough. You have to have an actual verbalization. The Shagas Aryeh talks about this at length, and there's an interesting Bir Halacha. Mishnah Berurah talks also about the union of whether you can be Mekayim the mitzvah of Schira Behira, or whether you actually have to say something or not. Then we find in the Maharal, we find a sixth nafkamina between the mitzvah of Schira Sisiris Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of Sipi Sisiris Mitzrayim. The Maharal, which is also connected to what we said yesterday, says in Vurus Hashem in Perek Samach Beis, the Maharal says that Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim Bilel Pesach Tzarech Li Yais Ba'ifen Sheyargish V'yargish Ibnei Beisai, that the way in which you become the mitzvah Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim is that you and your whole family have to feel Kol Ma Shemesapen Iskayim Boi, that everything that we relate about Yitzias Mitzrayim is if it actually happened personally to them, and you have to show with his slivus, with your body, and with your actions, that you should do acts which are acts of simcha and acts of derecheres, that everybody sitting around should say, oh, this guy is kielahu yotza atam in Mitzrayim, as if he just came out of Mitzrayim. And the Maharal says, Nasaf Shatan Rambam, when the Rambam says, the Chayav Adam Laharis is atam kielahu yotza Mitzrayim, and what we said yesterday, that's in the Maharal says it. Mefurish, that the din of Sipius is Mitzrayim is a din not only in actually telling over the story, but actually doing acts which signify that you yourself were involved in the Yetzirah of Mitzrayim, as opposed to Schiras Yetzirah Mitzrayim, that is only just mentioning the fact that there was a Yetzirah Mitzrayim. There's a seventh nafkamina, also between the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzirah Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of Schiras Yetzirah Mitzrayim, and that is that the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzirah Mitzrayim imposes upon a person a chiyuv of shvach vahidah to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and not just to say over the nisim that happened, but actually to be made a mahalal on these nisim, and that's what we say in the Haggadah, the Fichoch, Anachnu Chayovim L'Hagis, L'Halal Shabeach L'Foy L'Reimim. I'm not sure, and for years I've been puzzling over this, and anybody who can help me out on this will be deeply appreciated. What on earth is the difference between L'Halal Shabeach L'Foy L'Reimim and L'Haggadah? And all these expressions, I've never found anybody who actually talks about what the specific difference is between all these expressions are. And that's the whole Yisrael, as we said, of Halal on Leil Pesach, is to be Mekayim this part of the Sipur, namely the part of the Sipur, which is the Shvach and the Haidah for the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to suggest something else, another nafkamina between Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim and between Sefirot Yetzias Mitzrayim, based on the Nusach that we say in the Haggadah. I don't know if anybody's ever thought about this, but there's a very interesting nusach that we say in the Haggadah. We say in the Haggadah, when we finish up, Lefichoch anachnu chayovim lahaydeis, right, lahalal, etc., etc., different neschois, exactly what you say. And then we finish up and we say that the Ribbono Shel Olam hitzionu me'avdus lecheiros, that the Ribbono Shel Olam took us out me'avdus lecheiros, from slavery into freedom, u'meshibud Ligula. Now, if you look at the English translation, most of the English translations say the following: that he took us out from avdus lecheiros, from slavery to freedom, and from shibud legeula, and from servitude to redemption. Now, what on earth is the difference between slavery to freedom and servitude to redemption? Surely it's just synonymous words. It's just basically saying the same thing over again. Yet if we're saying it benusach habracha, as Vayne states, it's two separate things. There's an inyan of avdus lecheiros, and there's an inyan of shibud legeula. So the Mefarshim already have this problem. The Mefarshim ask, what is the difference between avdus lecheiros and shibud geula? And the Gra is omed on it. The Gra is omed on what is the difference between the two. And the Gra says a pashta pshat. The Gra says that it refers actually to two different events in the history of Klal Yisrael. Avdus Lecheiros is referring to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Jews were slaves and they were freed from slavery. Shibud Legula is not referring, he says, to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shibud Legula is referring to a later point in time, says the Goyen, which was in the time of the Shaftim. Because in the time of the Shaftim, Jews weren't slaves. Jews were not slaves to anybody. However, they were still meshubad to the non-Jewish nations because they didn't have independence. It was only, says the Goyen, in the time of David and Shlomo that the Jews had an independent royalty of their own country and their own state. And therefore, says the Goyen, at that point, Nishlamo Gulason, that was the Shlomo's, the completion of the Geula. And they were sitting in their own country, and therefore that's the pshat of Mi Shibud Legula. Avdus Lecheiros is referring to the physical slavery in Mitzrayim, and Shibud Legula is referring actually to the independent Jewish state established by David and Shlomo, where the Jews weren't anymore under foreign control. The Aruch HaShulchan is famous for his Sefer on Shulchan Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan actually wrote a number of other works as well. In fact, the very first thing that the Aruch HaShulchan wrote wasn't his Sefer on Halacha. The first thing the Aruch HaShulchan wrote was a Pirush in the Sefer Yoshua of Ben Etam. That was the very first published work by the Aruch HaShulchan. And then he published some other things as well, published Roshes. He also published the Haggadah Shel Pesach. The Haggadah Shel Pesach of the Aruch HaShulchan is a very slim volume, but very, very interesting. He has some very, very interesting ideas there. And he's also aimed on this Nakuda of what is the difference between Avdus Lecheiros and what's meant by Avdus Lecheiros and what's meant by Shibud Legeula. And he says basically what can be understood as the same idea but in slightly sharper tones than the Goyen. He says that Me'avdus Lecheiros refers to Cheiros HaNefesh, and Mishibud LeGeula refers to Cheiros HaGuf. He says there's two different things. There's freedom of spirit, and there's physical freedom. And he says, if you look in the bracha in which we say of Asher Ga'alanu, he says that the bracha, the Nusach HaBracha that we say in the Megillah, in the Haggadah, Asher Ga'alanu, so what we say is, V'noida Lecha, we will praise you, Ribbono Shel Olam, Shir Chodosh, a new praise, Al Geulaseinu, V'al Kedus Nafshenu. So he says, what is the difference? What's Geulaseinu, and what's Pedus Nafshenu? Geulaseinu on our redemption, and Pedus Nafshenu on the freedom of our souls. What is the freedom of our souls? What does that mean? So he says that obviously there are two things. There's Pedus Nafshenu, which is a spiritual thing, and then there's Geulaseinu, which is a physical thing. The fact is that Chaim Briska asks this question. Chaim Briska asks, what's the difference between Geulaseinu and Pedus Nafshenu? And Reb Chaim says a very interesting thought. Reb Chaim says, if you know Chumash, you've got no problems. Why? He says, because Geula and Pidyon are two different things. Geula means when ownership is moved from one party to another party. How do I know that, says Reb Chaim? He says, the first pasuk in the Torah. The Torah talks about the Batei Ariachema, right, which are Chayzer in the Yevil year to their original owners. In other words, they move out of the ownership of the present owner and they go back to the ownership of the previous owner. So Reb Chaim, what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, the Kinyan Geula Tihi Eloi. So you see that Geula, says Reb Chaim, the concept of Geula is when you are changing ownership of something. Where do we find pidyon? Pidus nafshenu, says Rav Chaim. Where do we find the concept of pidyon? Says Rav Chaim, we find the concept of pidyon by pidyon ma'aseh sheni and by pidyon hekdesh. What's the concept of pidyon by ma'aseh sheni? What's the concept of pidyon by hekdesh? Says Rav Chaim, that by pidyon ma'aseh sheni and pidyon hekdesh, there's a change in the actual chefta itself. That by pidyon ma'aseh sheni and pidyon hekdesh, what happened? The chefta was hekdesh, and then through your act of pidyon, what do? You turn the chefta, which was hekdesh, into a chefta of chayil. So geula is simply a transfer of ownership, whereas pidyon is making a change in the actual chefta. Says Reb Chaim, there were two things that happened at the time of the geula of Mitzrayim, at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. He says two parallel things took place. There was a change in the chefta of the Jew. Up to Yetzias Mitzrayim, if you wanted to halachically be magdil, what was a Jew in Egypt? He was a chefta of an eved, says Reb Chaim. Yetzias Mitzrayim created that the chefta of the Jew changed. He changed from a chefta of an eved into a chefta of a ben chayrin. He says that's one thing that happened. In other words, a change of status halachically from a chayfet which is defined as being an eved to a chayfet which is defined as being a ben chayrin. What's the number of nafkamina, says Reb Chaim, between an eved who's a chefta of an eved and a chefta, a person who's a chefta of a ben chayrin? There's an eved, he has to work for his master, right? It's a physical work. He does whatever his master tells him to do, he has to do. It's a physical servitude. Therefore, he says in Yetzias Mitzrayim, the first thing that happened was a pidyon, was a pedus nafsheni, was a change in the Shem Chetza, but the physical servitude stopped. He said that there was and in fact, says Reb Chaim, the pasuk says mefurish, Avodai heim asher hitzaisi me'eretz Mitzrayim. But the Rebbeinu Shlom says that the halachic status of the Jew changed from inside Mitzrayim to when the Jews went out of Mitzrayim. They were initially avdei parei, and they became a new chefza of a ben chayrin. The definition of a ben chayrin is that he's an eved, but he's an eved Hashem, as the Gemara says in Megillah, that when the Gemara makes the distinction in Megillah between Mitzrayim and Nes Purim, the Gemara says Akati Avdei Achashverosh, as opposed to Yetzias Mitzrayim, where they were Avdei Parei, and they went out from the Gedra of Avdei Parei to be Avdei Hashem. And says Reb Chaim, if you look in Chazal, you will find that Chazal darshan that pasuk Avodai Heim Asher Tzeitzi Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Says Reb Chaim, what happened at that point in time? So along come Chazal, and Chazal say, Loi Avodim La Avodim. In other words, that from that point in onwards, Kal Yisrael never became Avodim to Avodim, but they were only Avodim to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Second of all, says Reb Chaim, another thing happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Besides the fact that the Jews were a classification of slaves, they were also under a foreign domination. They were under the domination of the Egyptians, under the domination of Pare. The way Reb Chaim phrases it is they were mitachas shilta in Pare, right? The power that dominated them were the Egyptians. And he says, look in the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Yud Gimel, and you see that from the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Yud Gimel, it's very clear that anybody who's under a shilton zor is considered to be an eved. That's a part of the avdus. That being under a foreign control, that's not a din in the chefza, right? That's not that the chefza of the person becomes different when he goes out of the foreign domination, right? That's not a change in the chefza. That's just a change of ownership, says Reb Chaim. That's just a change in kinyon of kinyonim. It was previously this guy had control over you and told you pay the taxes to me, and now there's a new government, and the new government says you pay the taxes to me. But it's not Mishana, says Reb Chaim, the chefza of the person who he has to pay tax, whether he's paying tax to A or whether he's paying tax to B. It's just a question of who is in control of society at that point in time. So Lichura, that could also be the nafkamina between avdus lecheiras and shibud legeula. In other words, avdus lecheiras is talking about physical slavery. That we thank Rabbi Shem that we went out of physical slavery. And then shibud legeula is that we went out of foreign domination. There is no government over us other than our own appointed government, which controls us. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, B'Rosh Hashanah Batla Avodah Me'aviseinu B'Mitzrayim. I don't know if any of you have ever thought about this, but if when you daven on Rosh Hashanah, part of the Nusach HaTfilin Shemona Esra, which we all say, is that today is Rosh Hashanah Zeicher Liyitzias Mitzrayim. Has anyone ever thought what on earth has Rosh Hashanah got to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim? That's part of the Nusach HaTfilin, part of the Shemona Esra, Zeicher Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why is Rosh Hashanah Zeicher Yitzias Mitzrayim? So the Mefarshim on the Siddur say that Pasuk this is the Pshat, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that Rosh Hashanah Batla Avoda Me'aviseinu B'Mitzrayim, and therefore Rosh Hashanah is a day which there is a Zeicher Yitzias Mitzrayim because there was no more Avdus after Rosh Hashanah in Mitzrayim. Now when the Gemara says the Batla Avoda B'Mitzrayim Rosh Hashanah, what does that mean? It's obviously talking about a physical slavery. The physical slavery stopped on Rosh Hashanah. In other words, physically they didn't have to work anymore for the Mitzrayim after Rosh Hashanah, but they were still in Egypt, and they were still under the control of the Egyptians, and that's why the Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't say that Rosh Hashanah nasu b'nei chayrim. Nobody suggests that Rosh Hashanah they went out of Mitzrayim. They didn't go out of Mitzrayim Rosh Hashanah, they only went out the following Nisan. Right, it was from Tishri to Nisan. So from Tishri to Nisan they were stuck in Mitzrayim. They didn't have to physically work, but they were still under the domination of the Mitzrayim. And then the Yalkut says that on Tesvov Nisan, that's in Furshi Yalkut, the Yalkut says that Pare got up and he said, Kumutsu, get out of here. Hischil Pare Tzaveach. Pare started screaming, and Pare started saying, "L'sha'ova ha'yisem avodai, aval achshav harei atem berushuschem." Until now, you were my avodim. Say you were my avodim. They weren't working; they were sitting on garden chairs out sunbathing. They weren't doing anything. It says before in the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, the butler of it is on the Rosh Hashanah. That from Rosh Hashanah onwards, didn't have to work anymore. So, what does it mean when the Alkut says that on Leil Pesach? Along came Pare, and Pare said, now you're not any avodim anymore, and you go out to your own rishus, which is that now I have no control over you as a foreign power, now you're independent. That is a... And with that was completed the whole process of the gula. So in other words, there was a period of time when they were in Mitzrayim, when in terms of physical slaves, they weren't physical slaves. But they were still under the domination of the Egyptians. So what happened was that on Rosh Hashanah was the Avdus Lecheiras. On Rosh Hashanah they stopped being physically slaves. And then on Leil HaSeder the Geula was Nishlema by the fact that they went out Mishibud LeGeula, the second Chelek, which is not being anymore under a foreign domination. And in fact, we don't think about this, but we say this usually a couple of times a day. Where do we say this? We say this in Birchas HaMazon. We say this in Furish in Birchas HaMazon. Al Sheitzesonu Hashem Elekeinu Me'eretz Mitzrayim Uftisonu Mi'beis Avodim. What does that mean? We give thanks to the Ribbono Shel Asher Heitzesonu Me'eretz Mitzrayim that he took us out of Egypt, Ufdisonu Mi'beis Avodim, and he redeemed us from a Beis Avodim. What's an afkamina between Hitzionu and Mitzrayim? Ufdisonu Mi'beis Avodim. The first is because there's two separate things going on here. There's the etzem inyan of going out of the classification of being a slave who physically works for his master. That's one thing. That's Ufdisonu Mi'beis Avodim. And then there's Hitzionu Mi'eretz Mitzrayim, that we were taken away from the domination of the Egyptians. They are not the government who controls us anymore. Now, lichura, there's a very big difference between these two concepts. the concept of being freed from physical slavery and the concept from being freed from a foreign domination. What's a nafkamina? A nafkamina is very simple. When Klal Yisrael left Egypt and they were freed from physical slavery, that was nitzchi, that was eternal. There has never been a point in the history of Klal Yisrael from that time and onwards that the entire Am Yisrael were physically slaves to any nation. There have been sections of Klal Yisrael, and sometimes there have been large sections of Klal Yisrael, right? Not even in our own recent history, there were large sections of Klal Yisrael that were physically slaves to another nation. But the entire Klal Yisrael, in its entirety, without exception, right, from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that never happened again. However, in terms of being under foreign domination, that's something which is reoccurring the whole time in Jewish history. And again, this is something which we say in davening, but we don't even notice it when we say it. In other words, this is a point that we ourselves say every single day. Where do we say this? In Ma'ariv. Where do we say this in Ma'ariv? Vayetze es amoy Yisrael mitoichom. That the Ribbono Shel Olam took Am Yisrael out of Egypt, lecheirus oilom, to eternal freedom. What's that eternal freedom? And where are we now? We're not in Golus now. So where's the eternal freedom that the Ribbono Shel Olam took us out of Egypt? The Torah says it's not referring to being under foreign domination. The foreign domination, the physical slavery, that never occurred again after Mitzrayim. Therefore, the Cheiros Eilam is referring to the physical aspect, the aspect of being physical slavery. From the point in time that Klal Yisrael went out of Egypt, historically, Jews never became slaves again. And in fact, it's an Isur al Pi Halacha for a Jew from that point and onwards to become a slave, as the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Kili B'nai Yisrael Avodim, Avodehem Asher Tseisi Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. V'loy avodim la'avodim. So what is the Gemara saying? What's the halacha? The Vibal Yitzias Mitzrayim was Cheiros Olam. Vibal Yitzias Mitzrayim was Avtocha from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That a Jew after Yitzias Mitzrayim will never be a slave again. Then if a Jew does sell himself as a slave, he's being over on the Yisur of Cheiros Olam. Because he leave in Yisrael avodim, avodehem, v'loy avodim la'avodim. That was part of the Yitzias Mitzrayim. That was part of the Gula. Masha'im came b'negeya to being freed from a foreign domination. That's not something which there was a kiyum l'deiros after Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Shibud Malchus continues, as the Gemara says, after Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Shibud Malchus will continue until Yemeis HaMashiach. Ein ben Yemeis HaMashiach and Zman Hazeh, Elo Shibud Malchus Bilvad. That's the whole Makuda of Shibud Malchus, of Bias HaMashiach, is that that's when Shibud Malchus will stop. In the same way, Shibud Malchus stopped at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. In reference to the Egyptians, it will stop completely. There will be no Musak anymore of Jews being under foreign domination after the time of Bias HaMashiach. So if so, it could be that that's the nafkamina between the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of Sfiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which takes place every day. The mitzvah of Sfiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which takes place every day, is to remember that what the Ribbono Shel Olam did at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim was he took us out of foreign domination. That's the mitzvah of Sfira that we have every day. Remember the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam took us out of control of the Egyptians. The whole din of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Leila Seder is not talking in reference to that. It's talking in reference to the physical slavery that Am Yisrael were involved in Mitzrayim, which the Ribbono Shel Olam took us out of and which he said is the Cheiros Olam, that's eternal. That's something which we talk about on the Leil HaSeder, as opposed to the Sfiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we talk about every single day. Now, there is a Gemara in Brachos. It starts off with a Mishnah, and it continues with a Gemara. The Mishnah starts off in Brachos, and the Mishnah says in Brachos, Matzkirin Yetzias Mitzrayim Beleilis. That there's a mitzvah of Sfiras Yetzias Mitzrayim by night. Right? Because why do we say the third parsha of Kriya Shema by night? the mitzvah tzitzis is not negeh by night. The third parasha of Kriyat Shema is talking about the mitzvah tzitzis, the teretz tzitzis, says the Gemara, because the third parasha of Kriyat Shema talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim by night. Omer Reb Elozer ben Azariah, so along comes Reb Elozer ben Azariah, and Reb Elozer ben Azariah says, "Harei ani keben shivim shona v'leizachisi shiteyom v'yetzias Mitzrayim b'leilis." I never knew what the makor was for this halacha of the chiyuv of Sefirot Yetzias Mitzrayim b'leilis, such as Dorshin ben Zayim, Meshaneim al Mantizcha, Hesayim Seitzchem Eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimecha Merecha, Yimecha Yecha Yomim Kol Yimecha Yecha Leilis. Right? It's a whole piece of Gemara that we quote in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. And then the Chachamim came along and the Chachamim said, no, the Makar of Ben Zayma is not a good Makar. It's Machlekes Rishonim as to whether the Chachamim argue with Ben Zayma or whether the Chachamim are being Moisif on Ben Zayma. But Al Kapanim, the Chachamim say that from the Pasuk of Kol Yimei Chayecha, you can learn differently, Yimei Chamecha Ha'elim Hazeh. Kol Yimei Chayecha is Kol Ahavi Yimei Samashiach. So the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Tanya, we've learnt in a brisa. Amar em ben zayma lechachomim. The ben zayma turned around to the chachomim, and ben zayma says the chachomim, v'chi maskirin yisias Mitzrayim yimei samashiach. How can you say that the pasuk of kol yimei chayecha comes to tell me that there's a mitzvah of spheres yisias Mitzrayim also be yimei samashiach? V'halei kfar ne'emah. Surely the pasuk says, hina yomim boim nu ma'ashem v'layayim reyot chay Hashem ha'shel es b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. But a day is coming when people won't say anymore, this is the Ribbono Shel Olam who took us out of Egypt. But they will say, Ki im chay Hashem ha'shel es b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim me'eretz Tzvonim mikol ha'arotzis, etc., etc. But they will talk instead about the Geulo Asida, the Bias HaMashiach. So we see clearly from this pasuk that when Mashiach comes, we won't be talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim anymore, because there'll be something which will be more remarkable than Yetzias Mitzrayim, namely the Bias HaMashiach. So how can you say that the kol in the pasuk comes to Lehavi Yimei HaMashiach? So the Chachamim answered back to Ben Zayma, and they said to Ben Zayma, it doesn't mean that there won't be Yitzchias Yitzchias Mitzrayim when Mashiach comes. The fact that Shibud Malchias has stopped, that there's no more foreign domination, that will be the main thing. The Yitzchias Mitzrayim and the Ness of Yitzchias Mitzrayim, Tefel Loi, that will be secondary. Now that entire Gemara is talking about what? It's talking about the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a mitzvah every day, including the night. And the vikuach which goes on, in other words, the machlokes which goes on between Ben Zayma and the Chachamim in reference to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is, will that mitzvah become bottled by Meis HaMashiach, or will it not become bottled by Meis HaMashiach? However, in reference to Sikli Yetzias Mitzrayim, we don't find anywhere that there is a vikuach, there's a discussion at all, there's an argument at all. Nobody gets into the problem of whether the mitzvah of Sikli Yetzias Mitzrayim will be batel or tofel when the Mashiach comes. It's only in connection with Sikli Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Sikli Yetzias Mitzrayim is another mitzvah, which is a parallel mitzvah to Sikli Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if there's a shaila as to whether Sikli Yetzias Mitzrayim will be in the time of Mashiach, you should have the same problem regarding Sikli Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. So I wanted a taina that the fee, the way I was understanding it, it wouldn't be a kasha at all.
Why not?
Because the maila of the future Geulah B'Yemeis HaMashiach over the Geulas Mitzrayim is Shibud Malchias. That's the difference. In other words, Yetzias Mitzrayim, the chelik that is nitzchi in Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Cheiras Olam, the fact that Jews will not be physical slaves anymore. But in terms of foreign domination, that's something which carries on even after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, the mitzvah of Sechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is in reference to foreign domination, there nothing happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim. There, it's only when Mashiach comes that it will happen. So therefore, there's a shaila as to whether you mention it after Mashiach comes or you don't mention it after Mashiach comes. The tzad is that after Mashiach comes, the whole concept of Shibud Malchias will again be nitzchi, and therefore you have to mention it. And the fact that Jews went out of physical slavery, that already becomes secondary, because that's already been around for a long time. Masha'en came the shichro from avdus l'cheiros, from physical servitude, that was nitzchi already from the time of the geula from Mitzrayim. And therefore, as far as that nakud is concerned, when Mashiach comes, nothing's going to be added on or detracted from that. That's not going to make any difference. Therefore, it's obvious that when Mashiach comes, you continue with that, because that was something which started in the Sefer Yisrael. It has to be constantly, has to be answered. But if so, we've got a problem. If the whole Gemara and the whole debate between Ben Zayma and between the Chachomim is only in reference to Sechiras Yisrael Mitzrayim and not in reference to Sepias Yisrael Mitzrayim, then why on earth did the Baal Agada stick it into the Agada? What's it going to do with the Agada? Has nothing at all to do with Sepias Yisrael Mitzrayim. Right? So that's the famous Kasha, the Maral asked that Kasha, the Beis Halevi asked that Kasha, everybody, right? Everybody has that problem. What has this whole shtickle got to do with the Agada Shel Pesach? So here there's a Briskerov, a little bit of a strange Briskerov, but it's a very famous Briskerov. The Briskerov asks the same Kasha, brings the Kasha, B'shem the Beis Halevi, and B'shem his grandfather, and he gives a teretz, he gives a little bit of a strange teretz. Why? The Briskerov says the following. He says that the Tosefta in the end of Maseches Pesachim, the Tosefta in the end of Maseches Pesachim says the following. Chayev Adam, the person is obligated, Laseg Behilchus Pesach, to be involved in learning the halachas of Pesach, kol halayla, the entire night, the entire Pesach night. And therefore, afilu b'nai levein b'nai b'nai levein atzmai. Should do it if he's on his own, and if he's with his children, avada gavis, he should do it with his children. Then the Tosefta carries on, and the Tosefta says, "Ma'isa Rabbi Gamliel v'Zkenim Shaiyu Besubim beBeis Beitus Ben Zainim beLud." There's a Ma'isa that Rabbi Gamliel and the Zkenim were sitting in Lud, v'Hayu Oisukim beHilchas Pesach Kol HaLayla, and they were being Oisuk on the Leila Seder in the Halachas of Pesach the entire night, Ad Kreis Agever, until dawn. Says the Briskerov, the night of Pesach there's a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Sifri Seis Mitzrayim. So what has learning the halachas of Pesach got to do with Sipi Yitzchus Mitzrayim, that these individuals spent the entire night, according to the Tosefta, the entire Leila Seder, arguing about the intricacies of the halachas of Pesach? Says the Briskerov, the Al-Kochach is Mukhar from the Tosefta, you've got no choice, but you're going to have to say, says the Briskerov, that the din of Sipi Yitzchus Mitzrayim is not just a din to talk about the ness that happened and to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch about the less ness, but even if you learn the halachas of Pesach, the Tosefta seems to be saying very clearly that you're also Yoitzer, the mitzvah of Sipah Yisias Mitzrayim. Says the Briskerov, the Rosh brings this Tosefta, the Torah brings this Tosefta, he brings it to Shem Rabbeinu Yena, and he adds on, and that's the story that we find in the Haggadah. Right, until the Talmidim came, and the Talmidim said, so he says, the Pshat is, what were they doing? They were being Isaac, says the Torah, in the halachas of Pesach. So, in other words, the brisa which the Haggadah brings, according to the Rishonim, is also talking about Divrei Torah. It's not after talking about the Nisim and what happened, etc., etc. Says the Briskerov. Now, if you look in the Rambam has prints in Mishnah Torah his Nusach of the Haggadah. The Rambam had a Nusach of the Haggadah. Says the Briskerov, look at the Rambam's Nusach of the Haggadah, and you'll see something very interesting. The Rambam, in his Nusach of the Haggadah, brings down this story. And then he says, Omar lahem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said to them, when they were all sitting around the table, Pesach night, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said to them, Harei ani kaden shivim shana, v'lai zechizi t'yomi, says the Briskerov, the Rambam seems to have learned that the whole Gemara in Brachas was being said when, at the Leil HaSeder, in which these people were sitting around the table and they were being mekayim the mitzvah of Sipah Yisias Mitzrayim through talking about the halachas of Pesach. Says the Briskerov, therefore you see right? That even though they were discussing the intricacies of whether there's a fear of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Sefiras Yetzias Mitzrayim by night, right? But that was also because it's part of the halachas of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so therefore he relates them with that, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. In other words, the Bris Kerov took on Lichura as a Dover Poshet, that the halachas of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, is included in the halachas which are shayach to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and can be yetzer with those halachas, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Even though what they were discussing was the din of Zechira, and Reb Chaim says that the din of Zechira is a different halacha to the din of Sipur. And certainly in the way that we were learning Pshat, the din of Zechira is a totally different halacha than the din of Sipur. So how come, back to square one, how come that because they were being Isaac in the intricacies of the mitzvah of Zechira, that Yotzer, the halacha of Sipur, because it's Talmud Torah revolving around Yetzias Mitzrayim, so what? But it's the Zechira Dikadin, it's not the Sipur Dikadin. Besides that, there's another problem with the Bris Kerov. There are a lot of halachas in the Torah which is Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? The Torah says about all sorts of things is Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim. All the Yom Tovim. What does it say about them? We say it in Davening every time. We say it always in the Tefillah of Yom Tov. What do we say? Sukkos, Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zechir Yetzias Rosh Hashanah, Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim. So I want to ask you a question. According to the Bris Kerov, if I sit down on the Leila Seder and I take out a Rambam Hilchos Shofar, and I spend the entire evening being down in the Rambam and Hilchos Shofar, according to the Bris Kerov, I should be eating with the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because as long as I'm discussing something which is Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim, right, which is Chira, then I'm eating with a mitzvah. So I got a better eater. I'll learn Chilek Gimel of Mishnah Berurah. And I'm answering with my Agada. Forget about Agada. Throw the Agada out the window. I've done it already for 40 years. It's getting on my nerves already. Right? We're going to do Mishnah Berurah, Chelek Gimel, we're going to Hilchos Shabbos. Why? Every single Shabbos, what are we saying in Davening? Zeichel, Yetzias, Mitzrayim. So, it's the Pasha that he didn't mean that, right? It's the Narishkai, it's a Klotz Kasha. Right? He never meant that. The Bris Kerov never meant that you're Yetzer. Elamai, what did the Bris Kerov mean? The Bris Kerov meant that with this specific halacha of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day, with that you can be yoyter the mitzvah of Sipur. But Zechiras, you can't be yoyter the mitzvah of Sipur with Rosh Hashanah, with Rosh Hashanah, with Shavuos, with Sukkos. But Zechiras, Zechanisht. So what's an afkamina? So the test is an afkamina is poshet. The afkamina is that the din of Zechira, as we said, is the din of remembering the fact that you were freed from a foreign domination. That's what the din of Sira is. That was an integral part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. An integral part of Yetzias Mitzrayim was that they got freed from a foreign domination, besides the fact of the Cheiros Olam. Besides the Cheiros Olam Dikadin, there was a Mitzias of they went out of that they were Avodim Shel Paroi, and then they became Avdei Hashem and Avodim Shel Paroi. So that's an integral part of the Yetzia. When we say that Shabbos is Eichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, when we say that Shavuos is Eichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, we don't say that it's an integral part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nobody suggests that Rosh Hashanah is an integral part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It so happens that there is a connection between Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos and Sukkos and Shabbos and Yetzias Mitzrayim that you can say about it that Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim from one aspect is Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, somebody who is being misasek in the halachas of Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim, whether you like it or not, because Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim is a din in Shibud L'Gula, Shibud L'Gula is an integral part of Yetzias Mitzrayim, therefore by default you are Yetzir the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Masha'enk and by all the other mitzvahs, the fact that you are involved in the mitzvah, and the mitzvah has an aspect of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's not going to give you the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Sipur. The bottom line comes out from this, it comes out of Shtikla Chiddush. What comes out of all this is that the Maisa, in terms of the Kavonah HaMitzvah, of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim every day, the Kavonah there on the mitzvah is the Yetzia from a Shulton Zar, right, from a foreign domination, to freedom. Ashenkin, the din of Sipur on Leila Seder is a din of Avdus Lecheris. It's a din of I'm not an Eved anymore in terms of physical labor. If you think about it, you look at the all the halachas of the Leila Seder, you'll see that all the halachas of the Leila Seder revolve around that concept. Sitting back, free person, doesn't have to work, right? That's the whole cheres there is talking about the ability to be able to do what I want and not to have to physically work for somebody else. It's not talking, there's nothing there which talks about bichlal, the union of being under a foreign domination or not being under a foreign domination. There's only one nekuda, it's an interesting nekuda. They say over, the Briskov used to say, was it's an interesting thing. There's a minig in Klal Yisrael that you sit up and learn Shavuos night. It's a minig, right? The Makor is a Shvach HaMaisa. In other words, it's not halacha d'kazach, it's a minig. And there, everybody becomes Beis HaMachmirim. Right? Moshe Shvach, Mashgiach and Gates used to say, the Shavuos b'nacht is a gval d'kazach. Right? Nights and Gates said Shavuos was about 11 o'clock. So by the time you finished davening Maariv, everything was about 1 o'clock. And Netz was about 3:30, so there was about 1 3/4 hours of learning Netto. He used to say, and because of that 1 3/4 hours that you learn, you can now sleep a week after Shavuos because I was up all night. Oh, everybody's very much about being up all night, whereas by Leila Seder, the it's a halacha. The mitzvah of Sipisis Mitzrayim is to sit the entire night. So they tiny the Bishkros Takis knew that Shavuos night used to go to bed. Get up in the morning, daven and learn like on a normal day, and Pesach by night he used to sit the whole night with the Rambam, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, and he used to learn the after the Seder, he used to sit and learn the whole night the halachas, because for these halachas he ate to the mitzvah of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Balei Musa say the following. The Balei Musa say that there's Avdus Lecheres, which is physical. Right? Then there's Avdus Lecheres, there's being under foreign domination. So we always understand that foreign domination is pshat, there's another country, there's another empire which you're part of, which is telling you what to do. The Balei Musa say that every single individual is under a foreign domination. Right? A person is always Meshuvah. He's Meshuvah to his Yetzirah, he's Meshuvah to his Chayvus, he's Meshuvah to his Ritzonis. The mitzvah of Zechiyas Yetzias Mitzrayim is in Krishma is what's the pshat? The pshat is that we commemorate the fact that we should be Lugula, that we're not under a foreign domination. And that's why the mitzvah of Krishma, the Gemara touches up the mitzvah of Krishma as Kabbalah Sol. What's that Kabbalah Sol? That I'm not under the domination of the Yetzihara, I'm under the Hashem. The Indian of Kabbalah Soil is that a person is accepts upon himself the Ayat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw Avram Shaw once told me, and I saw afterwards it's mentioned in his Sefer, it says a myriad of vault. There's a vault B'Shem, one of the big Chassidish Rebbe's, the Rav Zamina. He says it's printed in his Sefer. He says the Rav Zamina says the following. The Gemara says in Sukkah, the sugi here in the Dorim as well, the Gemara says that mitzvahs lavei hanis nitnu. The mitzvahs weren't given for hanor. So Rashi says, what's pshat mitzvahs lavei hanis nitnu? Says Rashi, mitzvahs lavei hanis nitnu, but la'oil al savore. The mitzvahs were given as an oil, as a yoke al savore on his neck. Says Rav Zamina, I've never seen an animal walking around with a yoke on his neck. He says, a yoke is on your shoulders. So what should Rashi say? Rashi should say oil al ktefei. Where does Rashi say oil al savore? Says Rav Zamina, where do we find the concept of savore? He says we find it in the Sechah Shabbos. We find it in connection with what? In connection with a tachshit, an ornament. Shaila, whether you're allowed to go out on Shabbos wearing an ornament or not. So the expression which is always used by the Gemara in reference to an ornament is a tachshit al savore. An ornament, because an ornament you wear on your neck. A yoke you wear on your shoulders. So Rav Zamina, that's pshat in Rashi. Mitzvahs lav lehanis nitnu. Mitzvahs weren't given for our personal benefit. Mitzvahs were given as an oil. But everybody in the world sees an oil as something negative. Something which is on your shoulders and it weighs you down. Kal Yisrael, says Rashi, see oil differently. Kal Yisrael see an oil as oil al tzavorei. By Kal Yisrael, an oil is a tashit. By Kal Yisrael, an oil is an ornament. They're proud of it. They're proud of the fact that they are not avdei parei, but they're avdei Hashem. There are certain times, and the Mashgiach Sechem Baruch Rav Meir used to say always, that there are certain times in the year where each there's a the Gemara says that the Pasuk says that when the Malach of Esau was fighting with Yaakov, Yaakov asked him his name. What did the Malach answer him? Did the Malach tell him his name? No. What did the Malach say to him? The Malach said to him, I've got a name. Right, what do you have to know my name for? What's the pshat? So the Mephoshim say the pshat is that the Yetzirah hasn't got a name. Because it depends on what period of history. The Yetzirah changed through time. There was a time when Avodah Zarah was Yetzirah. I think the Yetzirah changes the whole time. I haven't got one name. It comes in different forms. So Rav Meir used to say always, that's true in terms of the history of Klal Yisrael in general. But he used to say, in terms of the year, there's the Yetzer Hara in different times of the year. He said, every time of the year has its different Yetzer Hara. He used to say, always, that for example, Friday has its own Yetzer Hara. He said, Friday's Yetzer Hara is called Ben Azmanim. He said, that's what it's called, because every Shubacha has this subconscious concept that basically it's Ben Azmanim from Thursday night till Sunday morning. So Friday is Ben Azmanim, it's a holiday. So every time it is, he used to say always that the Yitzhara appears in the following form. So it appears in the form that because of the trees, you don't see the woods. Now, very often it comes and it puts together a whole lot of things and everything goes out the window. So he used to say, well, the Pesach is one of these things. Pesach, every Jewish home, every society is a very disrupted period of time. Right, why is it a disruptive period of time? It's a disruptive period of time, not Chas V'Shalom because people are doing anything wrong, because they're being Isaac and Mitzvahs, right? It's an entire period of time, from Purim till the last day of Pesach, everybody's been Isaac and Mitzvahs. And this guy's running around and he's become a carpenter and he's scraping poles of wood for days on end and cleaning poles of wood for days on end because he has to make because the matzahs that Moshe Rabbeinu had wasn't kosher enough for him, he has to have more kosher matzahs than Moshe Rabbeinu. And then there's another guy who's running around because he's got a shiloh on whether the yayin is yem mevushal and it's not mevushal and he has to be mevushal and it could be mevushal and it was mevushal and it wasn't mevushal. And then you've got another guy who's running around because he's decided that the only way that you can be mekayim the mitzvah of bi'ur chametz is if you uproot the balatas in your house and you put down new balatas. Everybody is you know, everybody has their own things. It's all mitzvahs. It's all Hashem mitzvah. And everybody forgets, he says, that this period of time, but Etzim is a period of time, it's a Rosh Hashanah period of time. It's in Kippur, it's a Kabbalah soil. That's what it's all about. It's a period of time of Avdei Hashem. The Avdei Hashem got lost somewhere along the lines. He used to say always that the message of Pesach is that the person has to constantly bear in mind that everything I'm doing for a certain reason. And the reason that I'm doing it is because it's a symbolic expression of being an Eved Hashem. You can't have a symbolic expression of being an Eved Hashem at the expense of that which the Rebbeinu Shalom wants you to do. If the Rebbeinu Shalom wants a person even bein hazmanim has to be kaveitim l'teira, then you can't tina that I can't get time to be kaveitim l'teira now because I'm busy, right? Because I'm going to be scraping wooden poles in order to make matzahs. You can't tina that I can't get to daven with a minion because I can't, because I'm busy. Well, I'm busy trying to prepare something which is a ceremonial idea to represent the concept of Kabbalah's oil. Therefore, I'm going to kick the Rebbeinu Shalom out the window now. So, steer him in a bay. This is something which you have to bear in mind before this kufa.